So the Torah in Chazal that Tisha B'Av is called a Mayer, and that's why we don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Right, it's a big pella because the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that Karolai Moed is the it's talking about Lishbor Bachurai, that from there Chazal learned that Godol Silukam Shel Bachurim Yoiser Michurim Beis Hamikdash. The pasuk is Kulo Parodius. And there we see a remez to that's also to be a Moed. The interesting thing is the Reb Tzadok has a model that he sets up the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah as Sholosh Keneged Sholosh. That Kayadua, there are three dimensions, but each one of the dimensions has two poles to it. That the three dimensions have six edges. And he sets up the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah Al Zeh HaDerech. That's the six edges of three dimensions. And setting up like the first three being parallel to the second three. The second three are like the opposite poles of the first three. For instance, Zroim, right? Zroim is called Emuna in the famous Gemara on Shabbos. Emuna is Techa Choshuas Chachma Das Yoshem Yeltsaro. Emuna is the Seder Zroim, which explains why you have Brachas in Zroim, because it's Kulo about Kriyashma, Kaboso, Machu Shemayim, Emuna. Right. He says the opposite pole of Zroim is Nezikin. Right? And beside the famous Gemara, Man de Boil Mahavi Chasida, right? Lasuk Bemili Brochus, another shit is Lasuk Bemili de Nezikin, Lasuk Bemili de Ovis, which is also in Seder Nezikin. And he says, Dover Niflamot, right? Zroim is Kulo Chesed, right? Which is the opposite of being Mazik someone, right? To do good, right? Nezikin is all about being Misalik Nezik. Right? And just like that you can't really be a Baal Ches unless you're a Mam, and that's why it's no coincidence that Avraham Avinu, who was Rosh HaMaminim, is Midas Chesed. So also, Seder Nezikin has in it one Masech that's seemingly out of place. Masech HaSavoy Dezara. Right? But that's Gufa Dinyin of Avraham Avinu. That Chazal say Avraham Avinu's, we only have, how many Prokim we have? Avraham Avinu's Masech HaSavoy Dezara at 400 Prokim. And Kayadua, the Sefer Yetzirah, is one chelik that was nishtayer from Avraham Avinu's Maseches Avodah Zarah, because, of course, to be Mesalik Avodah is being Mesalik the biggest hezek, which is the Hepech of Emunah. So that's why he sets up, that Seder Zroim and Seder Nezikin are on the same dimension. One is on one side of the pole, one is on the other side of the pole. Right? Seder Nosh, Seder Noshim. Right? We'll skip to Seder Noshim. Right, it's all about chibur, right? Zivugim dar mutter, zivugim dar aser, right? What's connected as Seder Taharis, right? Seder Taharis is one of the biggest sortis in Tumen Taharis. I'm mechuber latar, tar mechuber latame tame. It's all about chiburim. That when it's tar, there could be zivug, and when it's tame, there can't be zivug, and that's why you have Maseches Nida that seemingly should have been in Seder Noshim. It's in Seder Taharis, that Seder Nosh is talking about it mitzad the Va'asei Tov, and the Seder Taharis is talking about mitzad Sur Meira, which brings us now to the two poles, Moed and Kochin, right? Everyone knows, right? The Tmidim and Musafim, mitzad the calendar, how many Musafim you have to bring. Right, these things, hopefully a person shouldn't do a chet at all, be chayev, a chatas, or an osham. Right, but ech shelo yeh, he'll always be chayev in the korbanos, the korbanos sibur of the tmidim and the musafim. Right, so that they are cyclical on the calendar like the moed. And Reb Tzadok invokes the famous Rambam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us korbanos to be misalik avodah zarah, because we got accustomed to korbanos when we were over the avodah zarah Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did us a chesed and incorporated it, but it comes out that korbanos is really to be...
Why did they have korbanos in Mitzrayim? They used to worship the animals, no?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be makriv lasirim.
The whole idea of the korban pesach was to...
That particular animal they worship, but there are other animals that they sacrificed. Uh-huh. So it comes out that Kochim is the Sur Meira, right, of Moed, right, which is the Va'asei Tov, right? Because Rov Kachim or Mitzad, if people don't screw up, right? It's all Mitzad, you know, the Tmidim and Musafim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us in order to be Mesalek Avodah Zarah. Right, so Avi Omer, so the Moed is the pole of Va'asei Tov, and the Kachim is the pole of the Sur Meira. Right, and therefore it's very so it comes out that Moed is Keneged Kachim, so the Ba'avon Aseinu, right? So Nechrav Habayis, right? There's a bittul for the Seder Avoda, right? But it's deeper than that, because that's not the only aspect that there was to the bias, and this gets into the inyan of Moed, right? That the inyan of the Beis HaMikdash wasn't just a place to bring korbanos, because all the other places were outlawed once we reached the Beis Olamim, right? But it's also the Va'asei Tov Asher Ivaed L'Chashama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets with us there, and we commune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. In the other places, it's not Mesugal. The other places do not allow for that communion and joining, other than the Makom HaMikdash, and that's the Lashon HaRambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs already, by the mitzvah of Asuli Midrash Chanti Besocham, that it's not just a Makom for the Kavod, so it's a Makom Sheshom Na'alel Raglenu. That's where Am Yisrael converges and becomes like one, right? Hefech of Sinas Chinam, right? That there's a positive that we are mitvaed. We all get together in the Makom HaMikdash, and that's what the Sfarim say. Beis HaMikdash Shomata Mechuvan Kenega Beis HaMikdash Shomala. So Nefesh HaChaim explains Al Pi the Zohar with the Beis HaMikdash Shomala. What's the Beis HaMikdash Shomala? Says the common shoresh of all the neshamas, Soy Knesset Yisrael in Shemaim, the Midah of Malchus Hashem, that all the neshamas were honed from there. That's the Beis HaMikdash Shomala. Right? In the Beis HaMikdash Shomata is where all the gufim, all the bodies get together. And the Beis HaMikdash Shomala, all the neshamas are perpetually ba'achtos, and that's Beis HaMikdash Shomata, Mechuma Kenega Beis HaMikdash Shomala. That comes out that, even without getting into the whole thing, whether we'll have, korbanos forever and ever, Mashiach Avada will restore the Seder Korbanos, but is that the highest form of Avoda or not? There are different deis in what the Rambam holds on this Nakuda, right? But a Beis HaMikdash will always be. A Beis HaMikdash will always be. The Veshachanti Besocham, the Gilui of the, a embassy of the Mikdash Shomala, of how all the neshamas of Am Yisrael are be'ichud with each other and be'ichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What?
Ki'ir Shechubra Lo Yachtav.
Ki'ir Shechubra Lo Yachtav, right? That there always will be. That there always will be, even if the Seel Karat that's necessary from Korbanos will cease to be. Right? And this brings us to the Torah of the Bar Hilula, Rabbeinu Ha'ari, right? Hare, we just spoke about Moed and Kachim, and the Agadas of Chorban Abayis are in neither. The Agadas and Chorban Abayis are in Maseches Gittin, right? V'royal Izbonein. Why Chazal were Koveya, right? The Agadas of Chorban Abayis Davka in Maseches Gittin, and not in Moed, and not in Kachim, because it was the bittul of the Korbanos, or it was the bittul of the Moadim. Right? But it is like this, it has to do with what our Chabur has been learning most recently, right, in the in our Shir together, in Kisvei Ari. Right? The in is that, in the fragmentation that there was, in all the Kilkulim, that makes it all really all the kilkulim when you think about it, all the kilkulim that there are, boil down to fragmentation, right? Because Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo chisar ba'olamo klum, there is enough money for everybody in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is not missing anything, right? The problem is fragmentation, that the person that needs is not hooked up, right, with the supplement that will be mashlim is chisar. It's mefuzer or meforet beside golus. That golus is a expression of the cosmic problem, that there is fragmentation, and the chisar and what's memal del chisar are not together in the same place at the same time. But you know what causes that fragmentation? Right, the sort of that fragmentation causes the dover and that which is mashmit, they're not in the same direction. They're not pulling towards a common center. Each one is pulling in his own direction. And that's the inyan of sinas chinam. Right? Sinas chinam is the pshat. What does it mean you hate someone for no reason? Right? Lo yalal das. Well, you're psychotic. What does it mean? Sinas chinam. So it's in the Rabbeinu B'chaya and in the Maral, they explain. Right? The pshat is that just the very fact that a person is totally egocentric, right, and puts himself in the center, so automatically in your mindset, every other human being in the world is a threat to you. He's a threat to your malchus. He's a threat to you because you're the center of your own universe. Anyone else is a threat. So of course, so you start from that premise, everyone else is a threat, and then you build on top of that a million one reasons to hate him. Right? But if people be aimed on the fact that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is the center, right? The midah of Malchus Shemayim, the midah of Shem Shemayim, the midah of Malchus is the Nekudah and Tzais. So we're taught in geometry there's infinite points on a plane, but only one center. The Prophet says, Chim, so I want to be the center. Right? So it's Ani V'af Siyot, and everyone's pulling in their own direction.
Mi Barosh.
Right? Mi Barosh. Right? But if you put HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barosh, and that's the end of the Beis HaMikdash that stood, that Chazal tells us it's in the center of the world. We're in the center. Right? I mean, the world's round. Any point could be the center. Right, but this is the Nakuda. Right, the Nakuda is that considering this is the center, cosmic center. This is supposed to be viewed at that Shem Shemayim, Hamokavash Bochar Shakin Shmo Shom. That should be the center. If that's the center, and then there's room for infinite other points, but there's only one center. Right, and when there's that one center, so everything is pointed towards that center. Everything's pointed towards that center, so everyone is in the same kivun, facing each other, because they're all facing that center. Right? And then they could come in the kivun of being mashlim each other. When everyone wants to make himself the center, everyone's pulling in his own kivun. So of course, that the chaser and that which could be mamal is chlar are not going to be pulling in the same direction. Each one is facing in his own direction. Right? This is a very... the Hafu de Kazakh, right, that the Beis HaMikdash has a duality, aside from, we alluded to before, aside from being the makom of the Karbanos, it is a makom of Tefillah. There's very little that's Midoraisa in Huchos Tefillah. Very little, because Midoraisa, daven how you want, when you want. But there is one halacha, there's Midoraisa, the direction. And around Sefer HaMitzvahs, talking about the mitzvah, say Doraisa of La'avdo, right? You have to face the Makom HaMikdash wherever it happens to be in the world. So if you're in the Far East, you face West. And if you're in the West, you face the East, right? That din is Midoraisa, right? That you're pointing it towards the Makom HaMikdash, right? That when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mala our chisroinus, and to fill our needs, right? We have to first be pointed towards Him as the center. And in that kivun, everyone's also being pointed to the Makom HaMikdash, that's the point center that pulls everything together, right? And that is totally our hashlama, and bringing the Bria to its whole hashlama, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create a deficient world. The world is be'etzem perfect already, but there's a problem, fragmentation, that all these different dots are not pulled together in an integrated system. Right? And this is the word, this is what Chazal tell us. Kol mi sheyesh bo das kilu nivnesa beis hamikdash biyomav. Amazing thing. Right, so it's das, right, as if the beis hamikdash was rebuilt in his days. Right? Because the midah of das motion connection. Right, that you pull the things together. Like Adam Yodas Chavishto, Zivug, right? The Kaidua, Lo Tovios Adam Levado, so Ezer Connected Vodam Yodas Chavishto, Zivug, right? So now, the amazing thing, right, that, the Chazal tell us, Valki Masher Kosho Osa being a Tov Ma'od. So Chazal Darshan, Tov, Zayetzar Tov, Tov Ma'od, Zayetzar Ra, Tov, Zachayim, Tov Ma'od, Zamobis. Right, etc. Tov ze gan eden, tov mod ze gehenna. I mean, it's very good. That's what we call bad. That's the tov mod, right? And there's another drasha right then and there. Said tov mod, mod is osius odom. In the same medrash, right there. Right? But the pshat is like this, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a good world. Va'alkim is tov. Va'alkim kitov. Va'alkim kitov. It says by all my sabreshes. The role of the odom is to make the world tov mod. And that's why Mod is Osius Odom. Our job is to make the world from good. God made a good world. We screwed it up, right? Right, but He made a good world, and our job for Dara is to make the world from good to very good. And how do you make good to very good? All right, there is as much good as there is good. Right? You make the world very good by converting the Ra into Tov. and then it'll be the Tosefet Tova that you add on to the good. So the good that there is, that's good. Right? The evil that you convert to good, that's what makes good very good. Because that's the Tosefet Tova. And that's the Pshanat Medrash. Everything that's bad, that's the Tov Ma'od. And well, that's the role of the Adam.
Good is the relationship between one man and another? Or the,
right.
It's not
right.
What we build. It's
right.
Just,
and
this
and,
is
and,
Tov Ma'od, right?
Right.
Is
right.
This the
Tov Ma'od? Tov Ma'od is when it's the Tov Ma'od, right?
Right. What is Mavis? It's the conversion of Mavis into Chaim.
Right, yeah. Correct. Right, the Tov Ma'od is right when we add the Ra onto Tov. But the whole Metzius of Ra, says the Ramchal, is fragmentation. Right, because if you think about it, Ra has no mahus. Think about anything that's bad in the world, says the Ramchal. Right, poverty. Poverty is no. There's no mahus. Poverty is not anti-money. It's not anti-money. It's just no money, lack thereof. Right, sickness, lack of health. There's no. V'chule, v'mavis is lack of chayim. Right, that you know that there's a vacuum that needs to be filled. And what makes vacuum? Fragmentation. So the fragmentation is the vacuum, the shmira, right? It's the Adam's job to pull everything together, close those gaps, right? And that the Adam is only chayev in mitzvahs when he is a bar das, right? The cotton is not yet a cheresh, straight to the cotton, lavne das ninhu, right? The das is the meter that pulls the pieces together, chibur, vodam yoda schava ishto. Right? And that's the ikur nachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu gets. You know, that things that he, as it were, left fragmented. Problems, we widened the rift. We widened the rift, and sinas chinam is marsh to widen the rift. Right? You know, but the ikur nachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu gets is when we pull the pieces together. And that was the soida tikkun of binyan hamikdash, that kayadua, the Medrash and Pekudei tells us, right, that, you know, that everything that there is in the Mishkan is parallel to everything that there is in the world. Everything is perfectly bound. That's why we learned the Lama Tes Lachas of Shabbos out of Lachas HaMishkan. It's like a mini-universe. Binyan HaMishkan, pulling those pieces together, was Marsh Besod, pulling the pieces of the cosmos together. Right? And when we were Bepirut, so it fell apart also. Right? But that's the meat of Das, Kol Mishesh Bo Das, Kilu Nivne, Beis HaMishkan. It's like pulling the pieces together with the meat of Das, being connected. And Leman Das, Kol HaMe'orz, Ki Hashemu Elokim, Einod, Umolarts Deya Sashem Kamaim Lam Mechasim, to be connected to that, to reality, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the center and Kodesh Baruch Hu is everything. That's the koach that pulls things together. Right? And that's what's so now going to the issue of Geirushin, which is the opposite of Zivug. And that's what it means. That Miyom Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam, what is he doing ever since he's being Mezavik Zivugim? Right? Because as were things that were left separate that need to be pulled together. That's Ashabal Kim Lasos. That's what still needs to be done. Because he created certain things Bepirud, and now ever since my separations, he has to be Mezavik Zivugim to pull the pieces together. Right? And that's the Midah of Das that pulls it together. Right? Hodam Yoras Chava Ishtop. And that's why the Inyone Chorbin Abayis are in Meseches Gittin. Right? Pirud. You're undoing the chibur. That's a krisus in Russian, to cut away, to cut apart. Like Rosh Yeshiva Zichron Levracha used to say, you know, the Jewish perspective of divorce is that it's amputation. Well, guess, say for krisus, cutting off. Like v'nechsa nefesh ha'id, that the nefesh is cut off from the ruach and the neshama, and that person's file is deleted. He's cut off, you know, from the immortal parts of his soul. Right? Right, but in undoing that gap, that's the ikar nachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu gets. Right? So, and that's something that we learned just recently in the Torah of the Ari, right? That the Ari talks about the difference between Zohar and the Keva. That as we go from, you know, higher Madregas, the aspect of Zohar and Keva are more together, you know, inseparable. And it's what we call in the Zayin Tachtonos, you know, in the seven lower Midas that make up Olam Hazeh, that's where divorce is possible. That's where Zohar and Akeva could go, you know, and be Bepirut Gomor, not be one goof, and not be pointed towards each other down here on earth. Because to the greater the extent of the original fragmentation, right, to that extent, that creates a potential for more, you know, broken home. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ikur nachas, right, is that we should overcome that fragmentation, right? And that where there's the biggest fragmentation, that's the biggest nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we pull those pieces together. Because pulling those pieces together is tov ma'od. Because the way God left it was tov, and when we pull the pieces together, that's the tov ma'od. And that's called being mitzaref the role of tova, overcoming the fragmentation. Right? And that's the Dover Nifla mode. The Kayadur, the 12 Tzirufim, the Ari says, there are 12 Tzirufim to the 12 months. Your Havaya, the Shem Havaya, can be spelled in 12 different ways. The Tziruf of this month is Havaya. The Tziruf that we're allowed to say. Right? Because, why are we allowed to say it? Because it has a profane meaning. It has a non-Kodesh meaning, because it means existence. It also means marriage. Like Makish Havaya Leitzia. Right? Right? So on the one hand, the Kedusha's Achi Behester, because this word even has a profane meaning, there's another interpretation. You can look at this Tziruf of Isis and attribute to it a profane meaning, so the Kedusha's most Behester, but when you turn it Kedusha, it's Havaya, right? It's marriage. The opposite of Yitzia, the opposite of Gittin, right? And that's the Soy that Tubab was a big marriage day, right? Because that's what Av was meant to be. So as much going back to Koralai Moed, Lishbor Bachurai, right? It's much Lishbor, to break Shvira, fragmentation. Koralai Moed, Lishbor. But there is the potential that if you could be Moed, pull Mitvaed, pull the pieces together, there'll be the biggest Kiddush Shem Shemayim that there ever was. Right? And it'd be the biggest nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the soy that Tisha B'Av is also to be the biggest Yom Tov. I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira. He's a Zayin Gazun. Harei Kayadua in Lashon HaKodesh, when you double the last letters, that means small. Like Katan is small. Katan Tan, very small. Right? He explained us in the same shir. We call it Verzor Elil. We're making fun, like little God. Right? Elil. Right? You double the last letter, it means very small. So it says, Nisan, the Chodesh Gula, is called Chodesh HaAviv. What does that mean? Little Av. The Iker, Chodesh of Geula is supposed to be a Chodesh Av. Right? Because that's when we overcome, the Pirud over there, it's going to be the biggest Tov Ma'od that there ever was. Right? And that's, going full circle, that's the whole Indian of the Torah of Rabbeinu, the Baal Ha'ilula. That Kayadua, he was Mdurish. And the Indian of the Ramak, the Ramami Panu was, when he, as it were, he switched sides. He was a big, big mumcha in the Torah of the Ramak. And then when Rabbi Saul Saruk was Megal in the Torah of the Ari, he said, this is Kilu, nothing compared to what I knew until now. Right? So he was asked to qualify, what's the difference? He says, the Ramak was Dorish on Esther spheres, each sphere onto its own. The Ari was Dorish on the Maskala, the Mishkal. The scale that takes everything into account and pulls everything together, which is called the Midah of Das. Right? And that's what it means, that the Ramak was Dorosh on spheres, but the Ari was Dorosh on Partsufim, which are integrated systems, pulling everything together, the Maskala, the Midah of Das, that what Chazal say, call me Sheish Bo Das, Kiyo Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav. Right, that's the meaning that pulls it, explains the integrated system that could explain successfully how even the Ra is part of the master plan and is destined to be Chayzer L'Kayiv. Right, that's Nisparish in the Torah of the Ari, how even the Ra is Mishamish. Right, ultimately the master plan is Atzit to be Mitzar Platova, and everything is part of a Partsum, of an integrated system. And that's why it's not a coincidence that his Hilula is in Chodesh Av. Right? That he was Megal, the ore of the Zohar, right? The parts that the Ramak couldn't explain, that Darshan, on this Indian of the Partsufim, on this Indian of the Maskala, the Idris, right? That Darshan, this Indian, right? That it was in the Torah of the Baal Ilula, right? That we're Zohar to the extent that we believe that the Ra is also to be Chayzer the Toiva, right? And therefore we don't have Yush, and we can confront it. And no matter how low the generation is, right? There is a countermeasure, and we shouldn't be biyush. And it's all part of a master plan, right? That type of fortitude and that type of emuna is what's going to bring the geula, right? Because ena goes miskansos el b'schusa emuna, and the Yari gave us the kalim, the philosophical kalim, to look at all the ra'ah that there is in the world and not be frightened by it, and to understand it's a challenge, it's a rift that it's up for us to sew up. right? And that's the koch to be oimer, and that's the pshat, right? That the Zohar says about itself. Within the asili soul, limitam eitzadas you say for ubein yifkun migalusa barachame, right? But with the Ramak, the Zohar wasn't fully explained, and the Arif finished the tikkun and was mefarish the seder, the sodas of the Zohar on this inyan that we're talking about, of how we have to confront the fragmentation and pull the pieces together, and that's the anti to golus, where everything is fragmented and scattered, right? That's the end of the Bar Ilu, and that's why it was nifter in this man to give us a tokef and a chasinus, right? After all the nisyonos that we face and we are still also to face, right? He gave us the koach, a philosophical system to make sense out of it and have the fortitude, right, to be oimed ube yufkul miglusa barachame l'chaim.
Right.
My mom is my ghost star.
Is that the reason that?